you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how we learn a lot by doing. So this is actually a perfect example. So what I ended up doing was I created the title for this podcast. I was like, okay, I know that I want to talk about this, but I'm not exactly sure how I want to say it. What do I want to talk about? How I want to explain it? And I don't exactly know if I'm going to explain it well. So what I decided to do was I just decided to, okay, we're just going to record the podcast episode. And if we like it, of course, we're going to use it. If we don't, I don't have to use it. And so I just started explaining the podcast. And as I started doing it, I noticed that I was making a lot of different mistakes. I wasn't sure what to say. I wasn't sure where to go next. And so as I was doing this, and as I was actually recording the episode, I was like, oh, this is it. Like, this is the piece. Like, even just the process of recording this episode actually made it very clear to me what I meant by this. And so what I ended up doing was I recorded that episode and I was like, okay, that was not it, but I know exactly what I want to say now. And then the funny thing is I recorded it a second time and I started recording it. I started saying it. And then when I got done, I was like, huh, I feel like I missed a couple pieces. And so this is actually the third time of me recording this podcast episode. And I will tell you, this is actually not that usual. What ends up usually happening is I have the idea and I really talk about it and then that's it. But I did really want to create this one. So even though it was taking me like two, and this is the third take, I ended up deciding like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to learn from it. What did I like about the first episode that I recorded? What did I not like about it? And then I did the same thing for the second one. What did I like about this one? And what did I not like about it? And so what ended up happening there was I was able to see it so much clearer because I put something out there, because I was willing to put out version one and then go, okay, you know, I missed something here, or this piece didn't make sense, or I want to change this, or I want to tell this story. And then the second one, same thing happened. Oh, I think I left some things out. Here's the things that I think I left out. So how can I explain this now? And so a lot of times our brain's like, no, we don't need to record the piece of content. We don't need to put the thing out there, because if we do, we might not know all of the information. We might not know all of the pieces, but we really want to look at, wait, can we learn more about the pieces, the way that we want to say it, the way that we want to do things? Can we do that by actually taking the action? So for example, one thing might be like losing weight. You may be like, okay, I don't exactly know what foods I want to eat to lose weight. And so it might look like this testing thing. But what we know is by picking something, trying it and seeing what happens, that's how we're going to learn. So we end up learning more by doing the thing than trying to learn without doing the thing. And so what I want to encourage you to think about is the thing that you think you need to learn more about. Would you learn more? Would you get better at it? Would you have more information if you just started doing the thing? And then I want you to celebrate the thing that you're doing. So for me, I'm celebrating this because I'm like, okay, I said it one time and I was like, oh, that wasn't it. I said it the second time and I was like, oh, I left some pieces out. And now I'm doing it this third time. And I'm like, okay, this one's really good. And I'm like celebrating that I was willing to get started, even though I wasn't 100% sure on how to put it out there. The second thing that I want you to watch out for is not letting this be like a thing that keeps you from posting it. Because a lot of times our brains can use this exact process to use that perfectionism to have us not putting the thing out there. But I will tell you, the reason that I know this isn't happening is because this isn't a common thing for me. Like, I don't normally record an episode and I'm like, not good enough. I don't normally record one and then think not good enough. So that I know that when I do feel like something's not good enough, it's not my brain just telling me that to not get me to post it. It's because, wait, I actually do want to redo it. Whereas if I was constantly like judging my work and then not putting out there and then judging my work and then not putting out there, then I would be like, wait a second. I think this is where my brain is trying to just make it perfect. But for me, because I normally record it and then post it, and I usually think I'm doing an amazing job, I knew that this was one of the things that I was like, oh yeah, I really want to look at this again and I really want to do it again. So definitely watch out for that perfectionism so that it doesn't keep you from posting the thing, but also noticing how much you can learn from actually taking the action and doing the thing. And if you want to create more commitment so that you can take more action and you can learn from that action that you're taking so that it can help you achieve your goal, then go to createcommitment.com to get on the waitlist for my course, How to Create Commitment.